Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Carmen Fink started Heart's Joy, a company helping people understand why they are here and how to live on purpose and in divine harmony. We'll talk about the challenges and successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, leading local living. I'm going back to Indiana now.
Carmen, thank you so much for joining us in the All Indiana Podcast Network studios.
Thank you, Mel. I'm so excited.
It's great to see you. I love your spirit. I mean, you are joy.
I'm just going to
throw that out there.
Thank you.
I don't know if you can feel that through her voice right now, but you're just happy. You're just happy. Have you always been happy?
No. Actually, no. That would be a part of the story, right?
Yeah. So for people that aren't familiar with Heart's Joy, explain your company a little more in depth than the explanation that I gave.
So the focus is relationship. Relationship with yourself, and that relationship then leads to the divine source, creator, God, whatever word that you'd like to choose, to really understand why you're here. The why for me is separate than your purpose. Your purpose will get louder and louder and bigger over time. And ultimately, the bigger mission is to really, really redefine the narrative of church and bring people together.
Mm-hmm. So community, obviously a big part of what you do.
Community. And, you know, I've been toying around with what's the difference between that and fellowship as well? Because to me, it's almost like there's a bigger piece to it, mm-hmm. which is that fellowship piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think you can kind of be in a community without any action.
Exactly.
Right? And that fellowship would be the action
and
part.
It's about the serving. So a lot of people will, you know, tell me in class why I'm here to help other people. And I say, yes, we're here. Everybody's here to help. To me, though, there's a deeper or a larger why. For me, with my background and the things I can do to help people, it's so many things, so diverse, versus what I'm doing right now is really what I'm supposed to be doing. So how can we serve other people and make a difference?
Well, you brought some tools with you today.
I have
here in the studio. Share with us what you brought.
Well, first, I have the Joyful Oil Essential Mist. It's a 2-ounce bottle.
And I'm going to open this.
You can spray it. I spray it on every morning. You could spray it in a room, spray it on your car.
Spraying it on my hair.
Yes. Spray it on people who aren't joyful.
Oh, my gosh. It'd be like repellent almost. Like, go away, bad feelings. Go away, bad vibes. Oh, it's very nice, very fresh. It's not overpowering. And you make this yourself?
I made it myself, yes. Here locally.
Awesome. And you work with somebody for this, right?
Melissa Bunce with Essential
Hi,
Wellbeings.
Hi, Melissa. We'll give Melissa a shout out. She's
wonderful. I took her class to learn how to blend essential oils. And I thought, I'm going to create my own.
Wonderful.
Yes.
This is wonderful. Yeah. Joyful Mist. And it has a sunflower on it, which always brings joy.
Absolutely. One of my favorite flowers.
What else do you have?
I have 2 energy stones. And side note, in theta healing, which is a part of what I offer, there's called 7 planes of existence. Mm-hmm. And on each plane, there's a different healing element. So right now, we're working on a couple of different planes.
Okay.
Right? And so on, I believe it's the first plane is energy stones because mm-hmm. they came from Mother Nature.
Right.
The earth. And you have malachite there. And you also have a sodalite.
These are beautiful. We have a gorgeous blue stone with some gold flecks in it. This one's very smooth. It's obviously been cleaned and polished already.
Yes.
And then we have a gorgeous green stone with stripes of different shades of green.
Yes. And for me, the malachite is a visionary stone.
That's this green one.
That's the green one. It also works with the heart chakra and your solar plexus chakra. So number 3 and number 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the sodalite, by the way, when I picked these out, I communicated with my angels, mm-hmm. right? What's good for Mel? What does she need right now?
Thank you.
So that's kind of a message for mm-hmm. you. So sodalite is throat chakra, the 5th chakra, 3rd eye, the 6th chakra. And this has to do with psychic abilities, clairvoyance, trusting yourself, really seeing the inner vision.
It's so interesting that you do that because I was doing some work last Thursday, I think it was, and thinking about the throat chakra, which is often, you know, communication, right? Communication with others, communication with yourself.
Yes.
Listening. And then you brought me this.
And a lot of people don't know this. As we speak our truth or are true to ourselves through our throat chakra, that's a way to open up our abundance.
Which we're all about here in Indian Originals, right?
Exactly.
Creating abundance for ourselves and others.
That and the root chakra. So as long as you're firmly planted and you've got a big root chakra, that also impacts your abundance as well.
My goodness, we could do an entire podcast on just the chakras. Maybe we should do that. You know, if this one doesn't work out, maybe we'll start another one. What do you have here? It looks like you have a journal in front of you.
I have. I'm going to let you take a look at it. It's called Co-Create Your Abundant, Passionate, Purposeful Life Daily Journal. And a few years ago, I loved a journal, and I was working with like two or three different journals, and it just didn't resonate with me anymore. Mm-hmm. So I decided to create my own. So this is focused on 3 months at a time. They're journal prompts in the morning and the evening, and you'll decide what are 3 to 6 ways that you want to feel for 3 months, and what's your one intention, not goal, but intention that you want to experience by the end of 3 months.
Talk about the difference between that, the difference between goals and intentions.
So to me, the intention, it's the big vision, and it's also the action. It's the true belief, and you're determined to have it happen no matter what, and you know it's already done. And there's that action piece as well. And then there's smaller goals that will get you to hit that intention.
Mm-hmm. Goals are the dream with the deadline.
Exactly.
If you will.
Yes.
Awesome. I love the doodle areas too, and you can color things in if you want. And, you know, it was interesting. I have a daily gratitude journal. It's just a small little thing. It just has a few prompts in it. But when you do it daily, it really does make a difference in your mindset. And one of the interesting pieces in this journal that was written in there was some kind of study that was done where one group of people wrote 5 things they were grateful for every morning. Another group of people just wrote down goals. And then a third group, you know, wrote down things that they were having trouble with in their life. And the ones that wrote what they were thankful for were happier. Mm-hmm. They had more joy. They had greater intentions in their lives.
Yep.
And is that what you're discovering with the people that you're working with, the same kind of thing?
Absolutely. And that's one of the first assignments people get when they take the Live on Purpose course is to journal. And there are certain journal prompts that I ask them to do. And that's a part of my journey as well that I discovered. Journaling, it's a few things for me. It's a brain dump, getting everything out of your body onto paper, and then that feeling, right? Just like you said, they're thankful. Mm-hmm. Well, they're thankful, and then it raises that vibration because we're all energy. Everything is energy. So it helps you to raise your vibration.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Like if you're in a room with someone who just, you know, has a bad vibe or a bad attitude, I mean, you don't want to be with them,
nope.
Right? You don't want that crossing your line,
exactly.
Right? And I mean, I definitely don't want to be that person at all, ever.
Yeah.
I know sometimes I have been.
Yes. We all are.
My attitude hasn't always been great, but the goal is for it to be good more than it is bad, right?
Well, and it's always a choice, and that's what I talk a lot about, is we get to choose every second, every minute, everything. We have a choice. And frankly, that's part of my story of how I got here. You know, I had a family member growing up who was always negative and unhappy. And I made the choice when I went to college that I was going to be happy. It was just one day I was like, this is a choice I was going to make.
Was this always something that you wanted to help other people do? Or was this something you discovered along the way? I mean, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A fly girl.
Oh, yeah?
For those of you who grew up in the 90s.
Okay, yeah. MTV, thank you very much.
I wanted to dance. I just wanted to be a dancer.
What kind of dancer?
I just wanted to tour.
Okay.
And like be one of those background dancers, mm-hmm. whether it was on Broadway or whether it was like with Janet Jackson. I mean, that's always what I ever wanted to do was dance.
And how did you transition from that into this?
Right. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I mean, there could be dancing involved with what you do now. I can still see you have lots of energy. Very
good. Absolutely.
You dance on your social media videos.
I do.
Right? You're always having a party.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there were some things that you did in between wanting to be a fly girl and starting your own company. Yeah.
So I went to college for marketing, have a marketing degree. And when I got out, I kept thinking there's got to be more to life. There has to be more to life than going to work and hanging out with friends and family, going to church. So I started to take all these classes. But there was still something else missing, right? That's not a very fulfilling life. And in 2013 is when I started to ask these questions. And actually, Melissa Bunce, so funny how we're talking about her, she gave me my first chakra balancing.
Oh.
And that's when I started to have insights into my life that I wasn't living my life fulfilling, you know, fully out. And so in 2014, I attended an event called Celebrate Your Life. And I knew I needed to go and I didn't know why. And I listened to my intuition. And during that event is when I realized how it's all connected together. I realized this oneness concept they kept talking about in church. And by the way, I'm an event planner by trade. So when I came back to Indiana, I said, I want to put the same thing on, which stay tuned because that is in the works of happening. And as I started to shift from an event planning company, then now Heart's Joy was born because originally I started out having an event planning company focusing on that. And it's just truly stepping into your gifts. It's trusting your guides. It's trusting yourself. And it's listening to other people as well.
So what are some of the reactions that people give you when you tell them what you do? Because this isn't traditional by any means. You know, you say event planner, people are like, okay.
Yeah.
They know what an event planner is.
Yeah.
But what happens when you describe what you do?
Divine synergist.
Yeah.
It honestly depends. For people who are hardcore Bible, Bible's the only way, they typically will not interact with me. Okay. And I honor that. I honor everybody wherever you are. If you are a little bit more open to that or have been on your spiritual journey for a while, because a lot of this is, I mean, it's spiritually based, then yeah, you're cool with having a conversation with me. So I'm open to all of it.
And what do you say to people who are a little intimidated by what you do? Maybe they don't even know how to get started because they have been in more of that structured, here's how you do it kind of way. And this is the opposite, right? This is discovering yourself.
Well, so it's twofold. One, I communicate with my angels and I'm listening for what does that person in front of me need? Because sometimes it's just having a conversation simply about intentions. Because that's not threatening, you know? And not everybody's ready to put in their work. They're not, because a lot of the work that I do, it's personal work. And it's a journey. So it really depends on who's in front of me and what that looks like.
What motivates you to do this?
Oh, girl. To work with the client. So to see their outcomes, to have their responses. And may I share a story real quick of one of them? For example, a gal that I had in the last Live on Purpose course, when we looked at her numerology, which is your soul's contract that you chose before you came here to Earth, it will show us your life path. And that helps us understand what you really should be doing here on Earth. It's all energy. And she was a hairdresser, not fulfilled at all. And she was drained every single day. And we realized that she's a life path seven. Sevens are inward. They're analytical. They need time by themselves. And here she is as a hairdresser, which is the complete opposite of what she's doing.
You're basically a psychologist with scissors.
Oh my gosh. To see her reaction and now to see her shift, I get goosebumps. Like that's why I continue to do this type of work.
Coming up, the challenges and successes Carmen has had along the way and what she wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters.
Hi, I'm Lance.
And I'm Mel.
In the spring of 2012, we were walking around downtown Indianapolis. We were looking for someplace local for dinner. We threw out a restaurant name and Mel asked,
is it local?
That simple question became a much bigger conversation and our company, Indiana Originals, was born.
Every Indiana Originals member is certified local. That means the business is an Indiana-owned and operated company, headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state chain. When you discover and support a business on our website or on our app, you are keeping more money in Indiana, helping our communities be unique, and creating jobs.
If you spent 5% more on goods and services from Indiana, we would have $1.8 billion more dollars for our schools and infrastructure. So when you break it down, that's just $35 per household per week. When you see the Indiana Originals badge, you know you are supporting local Indiana businesses.
Download our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and get your business certified local at IndianaOriginals.com. Indiana Originals, leading local living.
We've been chatting with Carmen Fink of Heart's Joy, who started doing her business helping people understand why they're here and how to live on purpose and in divine harmony in 2014. And Carmen, you had a different name for your company when you first started, right?
I did. It was Spark and Celebrate Events Growing Communities because I focused on event planning at the time.
Right. And then when did you transition to Heart's Joy?
2019. I had a huge life change for the better in 2019. I actually went through a local leadership and coaching program that year, mm-hmm. and that shifted my entire life.
Wow.
So here you have Heart's Joy, which is what we experience when we experience our awakening.
Carmen, what's been the hardest part about being a business owner?
Doing everything. Doing everything, and I'm also single, so it's to celebrate by yourself. You know, I don't have that partner to celebrate with. So that's been kind of difficult to keep going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When you hit the road bumps.
What's been the most rewarding part, though?
Oh, my gosh. First off, the people, right? The people that in the background, I co-create with, you know? And different networking groups where I learn. I'm always learning from different people here locally, on social media. So that's the piece that I love, plus working with the clients and just seeing their results.
What would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
Listen to your intuition. Do it. You don't have to know everything because you're not going to know it all right out of the gate. You're going to learn. And the biggest thing is to shift and be open to shifting. I mean, look at all the big shifts I've had, and I have people who are still with me from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to shift. I think Tony Robbins actually talks about that. You know, is it 3 millimeter, 6 millimeter shifts? Just keep shifting.
So
keep
being flexible, being
totally being
flexible. And I think we kind of saw that, you know, in 2020, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we had to survive.
Yeah. So here's what I like to talk about with clients is possibility. We are possibility. So what possibilities are there out there? There's all sorts of possibilities if we look for them.
Yeah. And, you know, I think something too, and you and I may have talked about this, but the words what and if separately are not scary words.
Right.
But when you put them together, we can either put the scariest thing on the end or the most abundant thing on the end.
Exactly.
Right? What if it fails?
Right.
Well, what if it's wildly successful?
What if you fly? Exactly.
And those are the possibilities we're talking about, right?
Exactly. Always. So words, focus on the words that you say and notice how it feels and where it feels in your body. That's what we're creating in life.
We are. We are creating it, right?
Yes, totally.
Sometimes I get goosebumps just thinking about the possibilities, right? Because there's no limit on your imagination.
There's no limits at all. That's humans created that limitation.
So, Carmen, why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana original matter to you?
For me, life is about connection and relationships. And it's not only the relationship with yourself, it's the relationship with other people and connecting. And again, it goes back to co-creation, right? What you and I can co-create to go empower somebody else here locally. It's just that tiny ripple. It just takes one to make a change for the greater good.
I love that. I think you're going to make me cry. It's super powerful when you think about the power we all have within ourselves, right?
And that is part of what I've been focused on, is empowering people. I don't have all the answers. You have your answers. It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
We have all the answers. So take your power back, make a choice, and go do what you love and have fun.
Carmen, I feel like we could talk about this in so many different roads, so many different paths for hours. We really could. But we don't have hours today.
No, we
don't. I need to know, besides IndianaOriginals.com, where do we find out more about you and how do we support your business?
Hearts-joy.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and
you're going to have to teach me how to do that TikTok stuff.
TikTok is
so
much fun. I'm not
cool
enough
for TikTok.
TikTok is so much fun. And as far as supporting the business, you know, if you feel called or you know somebody who's curious about their path and why they're here, a lot of people have been asking that, right? They're making those career changes. Then check it out. And you can always have a free 30-minute discovery call as well. And we can see what resonates for you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Carmen, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters. And thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Thank you, Mel. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Originals and Indiana.gifts. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOriginals.com and learn more about membership there too. We would love to help you support your business. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and check out IndianaOriginals.com.